Good afternoon. You are listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. A couple of weeks ago, I played some contemporary bagpipe music by David Watson and Fred Morrison. Today's programme features more maestros of wind, but if droning isn't for you, well, you might be pleasantly surprised. The first track is by Rufus Harley, someone who was synonymous with jazz bagpipes and was, as far as I know, the first musician to play bagpipes as a jazz instrument. Other musicians, such as Albert Ayler, would occasionally play bagpipes, as on Music is the Healing Force of the Universe, and I'll play a track from that after the Rufus Harley. All the Rufus Harley tracks come from a double CD issued in 2006 called Courage, the Atlantic Recordings, and are compiled from four LPs, Bagpipe Blues, Scotch and Soul, King stroke Queens, and A Tribute to Courage, all of which were originally released between 1965 and 1970. Harley had made a living originally cleaning up dumpsters and sweeping the streets, in his own words. And then on November the 25th, 1963, when all activity in the United States came to rest for the funeral of John F. Kennedy, nine pipers from the Black Watch Royal Highlanders Regiment led the procession from the White House to St. Matthew's Cathedral. And Harley had what he called an epiphany. This was the sound that he'd been hearing but unable to realise on his saxophone. After searching Philadelphia, he eventually tracked down some pipes in New York, which set him back $120. This eventually led to an acetate recording of a single which he cut himself called Bagpipe Blues, which reached the attention of Joel Dorn, a Philadelphia disc jockey. Dorn credits the success of Bagpipe Blues as the reason that Nesuhi Etegun, I hope that's the right pronunciation, invited him to become a producer at Atlantic Records. The later LP of the same name, Bagpipe Blues, shows Rufus Harley on the cover, wearing traditional Highland Piper's attire, kilt, tartan, sporran. Besides the obvious visual clash of an African-American jazz musician decked out in Scottish traditional clothing and holding the bagpipes, Harley is clearly and deliberately holding the pipes on the right side, whereas traditional pipers would usually or always have them on the left, a positioning that many a Scotsman confronted Harley about over the years. Well, OK, so we're going to play three tracks by Rufus Harley, starting off with Bagpipe Blues, the thing that kicked it all off for him in 1965. And then we'll be playing some Albert Ayler, and I might even mix in occasionally a few bursts of Splendour of the Pipes in concert with the massed pipes and drums. Which I quite like for the snare drums, actually, if nothing else. And then, of course, then later I'll be playing something by Matthew Welsh, who's a contemporary bagpipe player, from the CD Luminosity, which was achieved, or I managed to obtain this through the excellent shop Harold Moore's on Great Marlborough Street. So thanks very much to Tim of Harold Moore's for obtaining Matthew Welch's Luminosity for me. But anyway, let's start with Bagpipe Blues by Rufus Harley. Okay, well, those were two tracks by Rufus Harley, the jazz bagpipe player, who died in 2006. And the tracks by Rufus Harley are all taken from the double CD Rufus Harley Courage, the Atlantic Recordings. I should point out that maybe half the tracks on this double CD don't include bagpipes. Rufus Harley also played the saxophone. Okay, so that was Bagpipe Blues, followed by Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. And this next track is from the other CD, a tribute to Courage, JFK in brackets.
Thank you.
Yes, well, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and today's programme features bagpipes. The first three tracks were by Rufus Harley, and then I couldn't resist playing something more traditional from something called In Concert with the Mast Pipes and Drums, Splendour of the Pipes. And that track was called, strangely enough, it's called The Two Ronnie's Maggies. And then it sort of blends into Macedonia and Erin, far o'er the sea. I had picked this CD up, as well as the Matthew Welsh, at Harold Moore's Records on Great Marlborough Street. Great place for obscure contemporary avant-garde music. Thanks to Tim for finding me the Matthew Welsh, which will be coming up later. But first, a bit more jazz. Jazz bagpipes in the form of Albert Ayler, who did occasionally pick up the bagpipes. And possibly inspired by Rufus Harley, I don't know. But this recording is from 1969, and it's from Music is the Healing Force of the Universe. And this track, which is quite a long track, it's 12 minutes long, featuring Albert Ayler on apparently, let me just see, 1969, yes. Albert Ayler plays two bagpipe parts, employing overdubbing on this track, with the curious title of Masonic Inborn Part 1. There's no sign of Part 2 on this LP.
Thank you.
Right. Well, that that was Albert Ayler on the bagpipes, accompanied by, let's see, Albert Ayler, bagpipes, Bobby Few, piano, Henry Vestine, guitar, Bill Folwell, bass and Fender bass, Stafford James, bass, Muhammad Ali, drums, not that one, no, I don't think so, and, yeah, Albert Ayler plays two bagpipe parts, employing overdubbing, and that was recorded in 1969, from Music is the Healing Force of the Universe. So that leads on to more contemporary bagpipe playing, and the CD, the featured CD, is by Matthew Welch, Luminosity. I'm going to play four tracks from this, which should possibly take us up almost to the end of the programme. Blues for Sura, which is a solo bagpipe item. That's followed by Duo L for two bagpipes. Then what looks like a bunch of punctuation, sort of parentheses and brackets and a hyphen for three bagpipes. And then it finishes with Bagpipe Quintet, which is probably for five bagpipes.
Thank you.
Well, those last four tracks were all by Matthew Welch from the CD Luminosity on Porter Records 2009. You've been listening to Wavelength, featuring bagpipes this week. And I don't know how much time we've got left, a few seconds. So perhaps we can go out with a blast of the Mast Pipes.